In the year 1984, something even George Orwell didn't anticipate occurred. That was the year the Federal Communications Commission, or FCC, lifted the rule restricting the length of television commercials to 2 minutes, and the infomercial was born.
Introducing Speed Peeler, the incredible cordless peeler that peels with electric power.
That's right, this $130 value for only two easy payments of $19.99.
Removes shed tough onion skins with an ordinary peeler, and you'll also shed plenty of tears.
In 1984, Big Brother didn't do the watching, viewers did. And what they saw for the first time those 20 years ago were 30-minute-long adventures in advertising. Ads designed like programs, peddling motivational books, peelers, slicers, and much, much more. Steve Dorman was one of those viewers. He's publisher of the Infomercial Marketing Report, and he joins us from member station KNPR in Las Vegas. Tonight in Las Vegas, the infomercial industry will gather to mark two decades of pitching over the airwaves. Mr. Dorman, thanks for being with us.
It's my pleasure.
Back in 1984, commercials were limited to 2 minutes. Most of them were actually much shorter than that. Who actually came up with this idea?
Well, there were two things, Michelle, that were going on at the time in 1984. The first one is that the Reagan administration deregulated the amount of advertising minutes you could have per hour. At the same time, the cable industry really started. And so there were a lot of cable stations that had a lot of time on their hands. And so infomercial marketers had cash in hand and were willing to pay for that time. You could get a half-hour time slot for $300.
And a half-hour, they used that time in innovative ways. It wasn't just someone standing in front of the screen. They brought in audiences and bands. These were well-produced productions.
Yeah, the very first infomercial really took place in the fall of 1984, and it was for Herbalife, where Herbalife rented a hotel ballroom somewhere in the Midwest, and you got to see Mark Hughes, the founder of Herbalife, give away huge, huge tens of thousands of dollars worth of checks to their distributors while talking about how great the products were.
What are some of the greatest moments in the annals of infomercials?
In the annals of infomercials. Well, actually, in 1987, I think one of the best series of shows ever done was for Solaflex, which was a high-priced exercise machine. You got to watch the camera go slowly over these male bodies and one female body as an announcer rhythmically talked about how amazing the machine was and how it was going to change your life. The show was so successful, it was shown 24 hours a day at a gay bar up in San Francisco.
We should say that these weren't just any bodies. These were, you know, well-lit, oiled, beautiful bodies. You could see the six-packs and the muscles and as the camera moved in slow motion there.
Just, you know, as you say that, I'm starting to salivate, actually.
They weren't just selling a look. People were actually picking up the phone and buying the product.
Oh, they were, or calling up for a free videotape that actually had a copy of the infomercial on it.
What's the future?
It's really a very, very interesting future. I mean, with the advent of TiVo and other boxes that are similar, people are zapping through commercials. So what you're starting to see is a real hybrid between entertainment programming and salesmanship, or what the infomercial's been doing for a long time. For example, if you stop to take a look at it, what Oprah Winfrey did recently by giving away a series of GM cars on her show, it was virtually an hour infomercial. The Apprentice in the first two episodes had tie-ins with Mattel and Procter & Gamble launching brand new products.
So infomercials now in prime time.
Exactly.
Steve Dorman, thanks for talking to us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Steve Dorman is the author of $12 Billion of Inside Marketing Secrets and publisher of the Infomercial Marketing Report. Today, the 20th anniversary of the infomercial is being celebrated in Las Vegas at the Electronic Retailing Association Conference.